that the whole problem of a human being, I experience a problem of identity, of sorrow. Whereas in the vision of the Shastra, I am nothing but Ananda, limitlessness. Therefore, there is a dichotomy in the way I see myself and the Shastra sees me. All of teaching is to make the Shastra's vision our vision. That's it. You remember that movie, Bruce Almighty? I wish someone would see her as the way I see her now. Remember that? So similarly here, to see ourselves as the way the Shastra sees us. As Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahman. Limitlessness itself. Full, complete, lacking nothing. The problem is simple. I am nothing but pure awareness in the light of all that we have seen, manifest in the mind. In the mind there is self-ignorance. Therefore, I identify myself with the body, mind, etc. With this body and mind, I play roles, so I get new identities. So I get layers and layers on the simple I. In the beginning it was just, I don't know who I am, what I am. I know that I am, but I don't know who I am, what I am. Not knowing what I am, I have to conclude. Based on body, mind, the roles, all this goes on. Religion, community, national identities. Certain thought patterns, belief patterns, all of them come. Then because of experiences, hurt, pain, guilt, etc. The whole process of Vedanta is now, it's not a process. It looks like a process because certain things have to be shed. That's why what Brahma Prajna has been saying is very, very valuable, because without competency, you cannot achieve anything. Oh, this guy is good for nothing, send him to an ashram. Yeah, there are a lot of people coming like that. Like in Shivananda Ashram. Oh, what was he before? Before he was a writer. Send him to the books department. He was into media, things like that. Books department. He was a chef. Send him to the kitchen. The difference between chef and an ashram kitchen. But whatever. He is a horticulturist. Are you garden maintained? Grounds and garden. This guy can't do anything. He's uneducated. This, that, etc. What do you do with this guy? There is a hall where Hare Rama, Hare Krishna is being chanted right there. Send in there 4 hours of Hare Rama, Hare Krishna every day. Because he can't do anything else. Personal competency becomes necessary. Personal competency, I'm talking about. In terms of managing yourself, your thinking, your feeling, etc. All that she talked about. Even for moksha. Viveka, Vairagya, etc. is personal competency. Samatvam, etc. is personal competency. Handling your mind, handling others, that's all about relationship. Personal competency. With that mind, a mind that isn't a victim, because all this is put onto me. I come to know the truth. So a lot of shedding takes place. I am is self-evident. I am awareful is self-evident. Covered with notions. So negate all the notions. Negate all those judgments, self-judgments. And what the truth is revealed. The world is seen as apparent. Notions, self-judgment seen as untrue, again mithya. Role seen as only functional. With all that, what is left behind? What is left behind is you, Satya Jnana Manantam, Sachidananda Sarupo. That's it. If the mind doesn't settle into it, some meditation, etc., some doubts, reflection, clarification with teacher, with each other, etc. That's all. Game is pretty simple. It's actually very simple. That's all one has to do. In fact, in pure Vedanta, the student doesn't have to do anything except understand it. The Karma Yoga part, the student has to do a lot. Getting ready, the student has to do a lot. In understanding, what do you have to do? The teacher has to do all the work. The teacher's job is like chipping away, making a statue. You are already Sachidananda. All the wrong things put on you. In the stone, there is already a Krishna. I only have to remove the non-Krishna parts. Anatma I have to take. So I am chipping away. The character doesn't stay in one place, he is dancing around. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do that. I have to go now, welcome tomorrow. Tomorrow doesn't turn up. Half chip block going around. So the Guru does everything. You just have to listen. Just listen. Of course, this text was a lot of arguments for, against, etc. There are unfolding texts also where pure knowledge is unfolded. All you have to do is listen. Understand. For other people, we'll make a self-judgment. It's all very difficult, I can't understand. Give it a shot. If you can't understand, tell me what you are not understanding. That's all that is there. It's, the change is purely cognitive in terms of understanding who you are. Direct, not a theoretical thing. Atma should be like this, should be like that, because of it, that, because of it. I am self-existent awareness. I am free from time, space, all limits. Direct cognition. Direct and immediate. This is it. Direct and immediate, why should it take time? Take some time. It can happen in a flash. The mind is ready. Otherwise, it's like a Polaroid shot. You know the old Polaroid camera? Take a shot, you get that picture. Yeah. What is there? Nothing. Slowly the picture emerges. Take some time. After a couple of minutes, everything is good. Same thing with all of us. We have been studying, we've been studying. Every day there is some new clarity coming in. Some clarity coming in, coming in. So which is the point of complete clarity? I don't know. Right now everything is clear. You know, if you ask me, when was the time when you were completely clear? I don't know. If I'm honest, I'll tell you that it's clear. Then it became clear, I don't know. Unless I want to sound mystical to you. Yes, I was with my teacher. The banks of the Ganga. Swamiji waha baitha tha, hum to yahan baitha. And he was unfolding. And it hit me straight. For a second, everything disappeared. I found myself in the realm of pure awareness and bliss and truth. When I opened my eyes, my Guru was looking at me straight. He smiled and I nodded. And I fell at his feet. Muttoham siddhoham. Bhagwat Bankar.
It is not like that.
Unless they are only mystical and people say, Pancha hua Mahatma. Realize
that. It's not for peace. Clarity grows. It grows.
And your nishtha will keep growing all your life. Those of you who heard me for 20 plus years, it's become a great teacher. Correct, 20 years experience. They also forget one part. They also are understanding better. It's a mixture of both. It's true, clarity will keep growing, the skill of teaching will keep growing. Lifelong. Happens to all of us. Nishtha keeps growing as we say. But somewhere along the line, one day you find, hey, it's all fine. There's no struggle, there's nothing. It's all clear. That's enough. Anyone and everyone can do it. Each one of you. It's a jnani in waiting, each one of you. Many of you are also capable of becoming good teachers. I know my students well. 1 week as senior, all of you are capable of knowing the truth. 3 things are necessary. Isha Krupa, I. Guru Krupa. Atma-kripa, api. Atma-kripa is api. Are you kind on yourself enough to do what it takes? Or are you going to keep on making excuses? What is it? Yeah, that's all that it takes. I know sometimes it's difficult to believe. You know, when I went to my teacher, I told him, Swamiji, if I become 10% of what you are, 10%, I will consider my life blessed. He looked at me straight and said, why 10%? 100%. I thought he was encouraging me. And later I realized he was speaking the truth. He is always head and shoulders above me. Why? Because he is growing. As I am growing, he is also growing. Always head and shoulders above me. But when he said this to me, what age he was, what he was. When I reached that age, I was that. Okay. But he is still head and shoulders above me. Correct. This is really. Right. 20-year head start, eh? 20-30 years head start is 20-30 years head start. There will always remain in that. Good. And I have a vision. Same with every one of us. There is no way we need not be people who had known ourselves. There is no need for it at all. We all are fully capable of knowing it. We all of us have some issues to work on. Work on it, you have to. What do you think I see when I look around the world? Not students, not campers, not champions. You have to say, hey, come on, buck up. And I see all that. What I see is nothing but Satya Jnana Ananda Brahma, everyone. All you have to do is discover that yourself. For that the teaching is available. The Shastra is available. What's preventing?
Teacher is available.
What is preventing? Nothing is preventing. Knowledge has to take place. That's all I have to say. Om Tat Sat.